Welcome to DatCom Digital. It's time to listen to the latest crypto and DeFi market integrity news and enlightening interviews with industry thought leaders. This episode welcomes Ian Melhorn, crypto and blockchain training specialist at Circle, with Chen Arad, COO and co-founder at Solidus Labs.
Hello, everyone. We are at Permissionless in West Palm Beach, and I have the absolute pleasure of having with me Ian Melhorn, who's a crypto and blockchain training specialist at Circle. I will mention that one interesting thing about this event is that there are not a lot of regulators here. But, you know, Ian, you have a really interesting background, you know, having worked for the industry, went to work for the SEC and back. So I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on the event, you know, in general about the industry with your background?
Yeah. So just by way of background, hello, everybody. So I started out at Bittrex, cryptocurrency exchange, you know, in the compliance department, was an early employee there and helped grow their compliance programs over time. Then I had the opportunity to join the SEC, Securities and Exchange Commission, under the Division of Examinations, also worked with Division of Enforcement, worked with FinHub, did a lot of data analysis and aggregation from, you know, exchanges, from smart contract data, ingested all of that into the SEC's internal data repository and helped visualize that data for different types of surveillance and, you know, risk monitoring. And that's when I had the pleasure of meeting Solidus and, you know, I got to know Chen and Asaf and great people over there. And I was helping, you know, procure tools for the SEC. And this is when Solidus came across our plate. So from there, joined Circle as the crypto and blockchain training specialist, kind of aggregating my, you know, cumulative knowledge in the private sector of crypto, public sector of crypto, bringing that to Circle. And now I'm able to kind of deliver education around the industry for all of Circle internally, and then soon to be public facing.
Thank you, Ian. If you can just talk a little closer to the microphone, just to make sure we get all of your pearls.
Of course.
So, you know, we had the absolute pleasure of working with Circle, you know, with Dante, you know, fearless Dante DiSparte, who's leading strategy at Circle.
Smooth operator.
And with and with the Circle team on a co-founding together the Crypto Market Integrity Coalition. And of course, part of CIMIC's goals is to, you know, raise standards. But you have been doing amazing, like really interesting work at Circle, building a Circle University. So what's up with that? Where does it stand and what can we expect?
Yeah. So, you know, joining the, you know, Circle in the talent development program, what we've done is launch Circle University internally. And again, we're looking to kind of package up the material that we've developed under Circle University and go external in the second half of this year. But what we've done so far is we've laid out this industry kind of evolutionary perspective of developments over time. So we have all of Circle going through the history of money up until, you know, where we got to Bitcoin. Then we dove into Bitcoin and blockchain technology. And from there came, you know, Ethereum and programmability and tokenization. And then we got into layers and interoperability infrastructure. So all alternative layer ones, L2s, you know, layer zeros, the interoperability bridges, kind of breaking all of that infrastructure down. And then from there, we got into Web3 and kind of this, you know, internet evolution from Web1, Web2 to where we're at with Web3 in this industry. And that covered DeFi, NFTs, and DAOs. And we actually just finished up in last month with the kind of focus on policy and regulation where we're currently at in the crypto industry. And that module has, you know, fully launched and broke down the executive order that came about in, you know, March of this year, 2022. Also looking at the PWG stablecoin report, as you know, we run USDC, sole issuer of USDC at Circle. So all of that is kind of broken out into these six modules, and we've been doing presentations and trainings internally, and now hopefully working, you know, directly with CIMIC and launching that initiative.
That is amazing. And, you know, I don't think there's been a day since I jumped into, you know, this crazy crypto train where I didn't learn something new. So having those resources is so critical. Yeah. So thank you for that.
Of course.
And I guess, you know, No one really, when we started planning this, this conference was planned, probably most people weren't expecting that it would take place the week after the meltdown of the Terra Luna ecosystem last week. Now, Circle is probably the biggest brand name when it comes to safe and regulated stablecoins. And also, you know, you have a bit of a regulatory background. I'm just curious to hear about your perspectives on what happened last week and what can we learn from it? How can we prevent it in the future, or any other thoughts?
So it's it's a timely topic. Everybody's talking about that, you know, in the conference today and yesterday. And so we can look at it as what we've been seeing since that event occurred, you know, UST meltdown or this, you know, redemption cycle, death spiral, whatever you want to call it. We've seen a flight to quality. So we've seen our market cap at USDC grow during this past week as people are pulling out of, you know, Anchor Protocol and UST and deploying capital into USDC, increasing the market cap. So we also like to say not all, you know, stable coins are created equal. And that gets into kind of the three different types of stable coins. And you do have a hybrid stable coin as well. You take a Frax in that scenario. But we have fiat backed or fiat collateralized stable coins, you know, pegged 1-to-1 to the US dollar. USDC falls under that category. We are, you know, backed by cash and short-term treasuries, government obligations. And we also see in the industry crypto collateralized stable coins. So think of MakerDAI here, you know, collateralized by Ethereum or other cryptocurrencies, over collateralized generally. And then you have these algorithmic non-collateralized stable coins. And this is where UST, you know, Terra falls into that bucket. And, you know, it's just the inherent nature of these algorithmic stable coins. We've seen failures and failures again in the industry with, you know, ESD, with Basis Cash, UST, all of these experiments that we're seeing in the industry. They all kind of lead to the same path. And unfortunately, that's what we saw in, you know, this past week, what happened.
Well, I think, Circle's founder and CEO, Jeremy Allaire, did an interview right afterwards and said that it was to be expected, or at least could have been foreseen.
Of course.
Thank you for that perspective. Yes. Just very unfortunate, but I hope it's an opportunity to optimize and elevate projects that are, you know, responsible in how they develop, the next generation of finance.
Yes.
As we kind of move towards concluding, Ian, you and I met over Zoom, like many, many people over the past couple of years.
Yes.
And there are a lot of things that you kind of miss easily. Like, for example, I always misestimate people's height. But yesterday when we met in person for the first time, I noticed your amazing tattoos. I just got my first tattoo not that long ago.
Awesome.
About 6 months ago. It says, sunlight is the best disinfectant, which is right on my arm, which is one of my favorite quotes. But
I love it.
What's been the inspiration for your tattoos? For how long have you been doing them? And, teach me as an amateur in the tattoo world.
Of course. I've been collecting tattoos for a couple of years now, just over time, just kind of accumulated on my body somehow. But my thesis and my approach to my tattoos is it's always for me to have some type of motivation or some type of inspiration or bring spirituality into that. That's just how I operate as a person. So a lot of my tattoos reflect that, and looking at myself in the mirror, you know, every day, it's another opportunity to give me some positive affirmations to continue to develop as, you know, a human and just try to be the best person I can be over time.
Ian, you're such a thoughtful guy. I knew that in regards to crypto for a while now, and it's such a pleasure to meet you in person.
Of course.
Thank you so much. And thank you for the tips, just for an ink amateur like me.
Yes. keep it up.
Thank you. I'll definitely come back to you for tips. But thank you so much for joining us today. And I really look forward to continuing working together. And thank you to you personally and to Circle for everything you're doing to push forward safe, regulated, integrity-driven crypto and decentralized finance.
Of course. And thank you for everything you all are doing at Solidus and helping moving, you know, the whole industry forward with crypto risk, compliance, surveillance, education. This is what's needed to help this industry become mainstream. So thank you as well.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
This episode of Back on Digital was brought to you by Solidus Labs. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe and be sure to join the conversation by following us on LinkedIn and Twitter.